Beating, many congratulations today. What a job well done today. Two double clears. Must be delighted.
Yeah, the horse is amazing, and she got better as the week went on, and really rose to it today. I was really happy with her.
And it's always difficult when you've got starting with 12 points and you're sort of, you don't quite know what's going to happen. All you can do is go clear and get yourself in the mix, and I think you turned out as the top lady rider this week at the Rolex Finals.
Yeah, I think so. But really coming into today, only half of it's over. You're only halfway through before the start of today, so a lot can happen, especially now. The new format has the second round being just as long as the first round. It's not a shortened version, so a lot can happen in two rounds.
Has your horse sort of exceeded expectations this week, the way dealt with it, the length of the competition?
Yeah, I think, I expected her to be good. To say that I expected a double clear on the last day would be a little aggressive right now. So she needs experience at places like this and championships, and I'm really happy that this is her first one, and she's amazing.
And what will be the plan now? Are you staying in Europe for a while, or do you go back to the States?
No, I go back to the States. The horses go back also. I'm going to spend some time in Spruce Meadows in the summer. I have some other horses coming up as well, and try to get them so that they can be doing up to Grand Prix level at some point, and then I'm going to come back to Europe with a whole group of horses after Spruce Meadows.
And then obviously the Olympics is around the corner, so this might have given the selectors a bit of a nudge.
I hope so.